Okay. Actually, I'm Laverne Lamoureux, and I work for the U.S. Census. And I'm my job is called a partnership specialist, and I'm working here in Wrangell, but I also work in Ketchikan, Sitka, and Petersburg, Alaska, and I have four counties in Washington State. And my job, along with Dave Wilson, who is here in Wrangell, is to work with the community entities and the local government to raise the awareness about the 2010 census and build a complete count committee in the community that will continue to advocate for everybody to be counted here.
How important is the 2010 census not only for the nation, but for the state of Alaska and the region?
Well, for the state of Alaska, and especially just for Wrangell, is that the census is used in many different capacities, and the count from the census helps us with our infrastructure, with emergency services, medical care. It helps with the roads. The funding that comes from the federal government comes to us using the census counts for different areas. Every year, there's about $450 billion that the government spends on different programs. And that is determined, where it goes is determined by the census counts. And the census is a 10-year census, so it's over a period of 10 years. What that equates to is that in our community or anywhere in the United States, that means that each person, each man, woman, and child is to the government worth about $1,400. So for Wrangell, if we have one family of four that doesn't get counted, that equals to $5,600 a year, $56,000 over 10 years. Now, that's not money that goes directly to them, but it's money that comes into the community for our different programs. And a lot of our community programs are based on what they can get in grants and federal dollars that all help and contribute. Education.
So talk about how you'll be going about counting people here in Wrangell. When will you be starting to count here in this town, exactly?
I'm happy to do that. I also want to emphasize one other thing about the importance of the 2010 census and people being counted for Wrangell and all of Southeast Alaska is the representation is determined by resident count in the 2010 census. And both congressional seats are determined that way and state representatives. So all of Southeast Alaska wants to be participatory to be sure that they're represented at the state level. Mm-hmm. And when will we count? Okay, actually, we will be starting to contact people probably the first week of March. Wrangell will be counted in a fashion that's called update leave, and that means workers will actually be delivering forms to every location where we've identified families, individuals, people own, rent, reside. So we will be delivering the forms. They've already been geocoded to that location. They're pre-stamped, and all the individual has to do is complete it and mail it back. It's a short form. It's 10 questions. It doesn't take more than 10 minutes to answer. It allows you to list up to 12 additional people who might be in your residence or sharing a facility with you on that one form. And it's easy to mail it back. And if people will mail it back quickly, we're able to know what our count is sooner, and then if we're missing areas, we'll be able to identify that. So it's best to return it as soon as possible.
Now, what if that person doesn't return the form by the mail, what happens next?
Well, after a period of time, they'll be contacted probably a second time with a form. And if that one doesn't go in, then eventually a worker will come and try to locate the resident to see if they can share the information, and a census worker will take the data themselves. Or ask the person to fill it out. And the census worker comes to two reasons: to A, verify the people are still there, or did they move somewhere else? And if they did, where would they be so we can be sure we get them their form? And if for some reason they're not available, they're on vacation, and we'll we'll make up to almost, I think the average number of attempts will be 6 to reach somebody. And if we're unable to contact the individuals in that residence, we may ask a neighbor to verify that a family lives there and how many people are in that household so that we're not missing the residents in Wrangell.
And it's not like they have all year to complete this form, right?
No, they don't, actually. We're under a congressional deadline that we have to have a final report to the President of the United States on December 31st of 2010. We will be probably continuing to try to gather numbers for every area in the country, possibly through July or August. But I wouldn't suggest you wait that long to mail a form back.
Speaking with Laverne Lemereau and Dave Wilson of the Census 2010 counting effort here in town. Dave, since you are a local here, you know, talk about the impact. You've been here in Wrangell for quite some time, and how would this census help Wrangell? You know, I know I've already asked that question in terms of state and regional, but what projects are vital here in Wrangell, you know, because of this census?
Well, you know, we have a lot of projects going on. We were just talking about this morning. Last night they talked at the assembly meeting about one entity here in town that's applying for a grant for low-income housing to be developed downtown. Some of the information they're going to have to provide is going to be information that comes from the census count. The school system, every time the school goes and applies for a grant, they have to use census data that they include in their grant application. The same thing with AICS, you know, our local community, as they apply for grants to help provide medical service and dental care and the social aspects of their business, what they provide, all comes, they also have to use census data on their applications. When we are talking about developing the roads, or we need to repave the roads, all of that depends on what our count is and what our population is. So it impacts our community tremendously in all facets of our life, many facets that we probably don't even understand. As Laverne already said, we have a representative that's right here from Wrangell. But, you know, there's a very real possibility that if we don't have the right count or our population is diminished so much that we could lose that representation from Southeast. It might be relocated in Wasilla Palmer or somewhere else. And so we want to make sure that we get everybody counted because it will impact Southeast Alaska, and it definitely impacts our community.
Mm-hmm. And what's your role in this as the local liaison here for the Census Bureau?
My role is just to help people understand how important it is. We have been visiting, well, we're here with this interview. We've had an interview with the Wrangell Sentinel. We've met with Mark Walker at AICS, with Mayor McConaughey. We've met with Woody Wilson at the school district. We've met with Janelle Privet at the Chamber of Commerce, and we're meeting with different faith leaders and stuff, and anybody that we can think of that has an impact and has you know, all the leaders of the community we would like to meet with and help get them to support us and work with them. There's a lot of different newsletters here in town that we're going to be trying to get out little blurbs in their newsletters to support the census, to be counted.
Mm-hmm. Now, Laverne, getting back to the process itself, there's one question I forgot to ask you, and that is, along with not filling out the form, and you said you're going to be using technology to mm-hmm. compile this data, mm-hmm. can someone go online mm-hmm. to fill out a census form?
Yeah. No, census forms are not available online. And the agency, the Bureau at one time during the past 10 years considered doing that. They were not able to assure that there would not be a breach in confidentiality. The Census Bureau shares no personal identifiable information with any other agency, any other business, any other entity at all. And while we have lots of interesting aspects to technology today, we still can't assure no breach in confidentiality. And for that reason, it will be only a paper form.
Mm-hmm. And another question I want to ask is, 10 years ago, Wrangell was considered the Wrangell-Petersburg census area. Mm-hmm. And it's only been a borough for about maybe 2 years. Yeah. You know, what's the game plan in terms of counting there? I mean, now that now Wrangell's considered a borough, mm-hmm. and Petersburg considered a city all by itself, how does that all play out?
Well, you are the second person to ask this question. I had it last night at the assembly meeting, and I actually have a call into Anchorage, which is your local census office. And they work with the operational side and the mapping out of this area. And I actually have a call in there. I called early this morning to ask just that question, whether the mapping and the geography for Wrangell in this area has been impacted at all from 2000 to now because of your change in structure in terms of a region moving to a borough. So as soon as I'm able to get that answer, I will provide it to you as well as to the assembly.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen something like this before where there's been like, well, it's probably different all over the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, it's, and this is probably just an Alaska thing, but have you seen something, or has the Census Bureau ever seen something like this where, you know, the structure of government or structure or of geographical areas changed?
You know, I'm sure they have. It would be unreal to me that they wouldn't, but it would certainly be an individual situation and approached with each local census office. And that's why I have to go back to Anchorage and see how they made the determination on this.
Okay.
There wouldn't be a template that fits all.
Well, that's all I have. Is there anything else you guys like to say? Any more information you'd like to get out to the people of Wrangell?
Well, I'd just like to remind them that it's only 10 questions, takes 10 minutes, it's easy to do, it's safe, and the ultimate responsibility is yours to be sure that everyone is counted in Wrangell.
And I would just like to also say, you know, it's a real privilege for us to be able to be counted. We are Americans, and we do have not just an obligation to our community, but we have the privilege of being counted and helping our community as we are counted. We have, both Laverne and I, have been very pleased with how positive the response has been to everybody we've met. You know, we've got a great community here with leaders that are very interested in helping us develop and helping us grow. As we participate individually in the census, that's just going to help and make their jobs even easier.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Mm-hmm.